Well, I am of the opinion that every single storytelling concert deserves to have at least one fairy tale told. Therefore, I'm going to tell you the most famous fairy tale in the entire world. Tunce upon a wime, there lived a gore pearl named Rindersella. Rindersella lived with her sticked wet mother and her two snuggly acting stepsisters. One morning, a messenger from the Ming arrived. Year he, all are invited to a Drancy Fest ball. At the Drancy Fest ball, the prince and hints hopes to bind his bride. Rindersella's two snuggly acting stepsisters were airy vexited. Did you hear? At the Drancy Festival, the prince and hints hopes to bind his bride. Oh, maybe he'll make pee. No, oh, he won't. He'll make pee. Poor Rindersella. She had to iron their Drancy fesses. She had to help them faint their paces and hicks their fare. And when finally her sticked wet mother and two snuggly acting stepsisters had headed off to the Drancy Fest ball, Rindersella was so upset she just sat crown and died. Hoo boo. Hoo boo. Suddenly, the sore burst open, and in walked Rindersella's Gary Fod mother. Her Gary Fod mother walked over and said, "Rindersella, Rindersella, crops dying, crops dying." So Rindersella crops dying. Then Rindersella's Gary Fod mother whooped her magic swan, and Rindersella was wearing a Drancy Fess. She whooped her magic swan again, and heists were turned into morses. Another swan whoop, and a cat was turned into a roach driver. And another whoop of the magic swan. Sla skiffers. On both of Rindersella's fainty deet. Now, Rindersella, you must remember, you must return by the Moke of Stridnight. For at the Moke of Stridnight, everything burns tack. Rindersella went off to the Drancy Fest ball, and when she arrived, the prancing hints took one look at Rindersella, his bard skipped a heat, and he lell in fove. Rats thike, he lell in fove in a single bart heat. Rindersella and the prancing hints danced, and when the clock moked stridnight, Rindersella ran from the Drancy Fest ball, but as she ran, she slopped her dripper. The prancing hints ran after her, and when he held that last skipper, he promised himself, "I will travel throughout my kingdom. I will find the young woman whose foot fits this last skipper, or I will try dying." Well, when the prancing hints came to the home that Rindersella shared with her sticked wet mother and her two snuggly acting stepsisters, the eldest of the snuggly acting stepsister tried on this last skipper, but it fitn't it. And the second snuggly acting stepsister tried on this last skipper, it still fitn't it. But when Rindersella tried on this last skipper, it fitted it. "Rindersella," said the prince, "some hints, I have bound my fride." And so Rindersella and the Prancing Hints got married, and you know after that, they both hid happily ever after.